Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey, everyone. I'm really excited to bring Michelle Fernandez on the show here today. Whether you are a business owner or not, I still want you to listen to the conversation because a lot of what we're going to talk about relates to personal as well. So we're really going to be talking about when you get to a point in life where you're needing to outsource some stuff, right? And I don't care if it's personal or business, some strategies and thoughts around when you might want to go with an individual versus a company or an agency, pros and cons of both, and really to open your eyes on the time savings that you can have with this as well. So let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm the creator of the Top Program and Top Planner, teaching all things time management, organization, and productivity for women. I'm also a mom and wife, and just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Guess what? You don't have to feel constantly overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. There is another way. When you have the right systems and tools to plan and manage your time, you can live a life of harmony. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time, planning, and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. If you're ready to stop feeling overwhelmed, this is the show for you. And if you're new here, I'd love to get you started with my work-life harmony assessment. All you have to do is DM me on Instagram at Megan Sumrall with the word harmony, and my team will send it right over. Hey everyone, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. I have a repeat guest on. It has been a hot minute since we've had a conversation, and I am thrilled to welcome Michelle Fernandez. And we're going to have a really interesting conversation today about when you get to a point where you know you need to delegate, right? And we need to outsource some tasks, what those options might look like and some pros and cons there. So first, Michelle, I'd love for you to introduce yourself, tell everyone about how amazing you are, and then we will get this party started.
Well, hi, thank you. I am excited to be here, always in your presence. I always learn something from you, even if I'm the one doing the talking. You know, because you always ask such great questions that it really like kind of gets me thinking or like, oh yeah. Or, you know, because other people don't always either know what questions to ask or never think of things from the perspective that you think of it. So it's always great. Yeah, I know. Well, I am Michelle Fernandez and I have a boutique marketing agency where I do fractional CMO, Facebook ads, funnel building, all the things that have to do with marketing to really create predictable growth in your business. So it's exciting. I love what I do.
And I think one of your, that I think is like unicorn superpowers that has nothing to do with your business is that you are a mom of twins.
Yes.
And they are now out of the house, each doing amazing things. But I just like to highlight that because I think our listeners need to hear, like, anytime I have conversations about time and managing time and the struggles, like, you parented twins. So you've been in the trenches.
Yes. Yes. And I did not mention that because I guess because I'm an empty nester-ish. But let me tell you, it's no joke. And even when I first started, like the whole reason why I wanted to start my business and leave my 9-to-5 was to spend more time with them and have that flexibility and things like that. And honestly, even now, it's all about, okay, like, especially when they went to college, it was like, how can I go see them more, whether they wanted me to go visit them or not? It was like, I'm going. Right. And even now they're both in two different states. So it's not even like at college, they were at the same place. So having that flexibility of really managing my time that I can, okay, get this done to go leave and really spend quality time with each of them is amazing.
Yeah. And it's funny, I hear from other women in my program as well who are, you know, transitioning to the empty nester stage. This is why I always tell people, like, if you're waiting till the next quote stage of life for things to get less busy, it's never going to happen. Yeah. Because they're even discovering, oh, I thought I was going to have all this time as an empty nester, but now there's always other things just in the queue waiting to come in and snatch it up.
Because the other thing that, like, you have to consider is that now they're adulting. So they have adult things that they can't leave work from, or they can't right. do certain things. And now you're on their schedule.
Flexibilities.
Exactly. So yeah. then it really becomes really a time management thing. And honestly, sometimes, like right now, everything is like family, right? You take family vacations and it's all about that. Well, now that they're adults, it's like, oh, they're going to go with their friends or their, you know, mm-hmm. or their work trips or whatever. So now even their time off is limited for family time. So you really got to hone in on and get everybody on the same page so you yeah. can have that time. Yeah.
So good. So good. All right. So I want to pick your brain a little bit today. I'm just going to call a spade a spade. I know there are out there in the world, there is sometimes a lot of negative press or just negative connotations around if you are looking to outsource something in life, whether it's business or not. And we can bring up examples of both today, that people say agencies is not the way to go. And I think that the reason why people do that is, typically speaking, agencies are going to have a higher fee than if you go with an independent contractor. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, just to set the stage here for everyone listening, I would love to hear your explanation, because you are in the weeds of it more than I am, of what is the difference between an agency. So if you're going to outsource something, whether it's, hey, you're going to hire a cleaning service, right? Are they a company with multiple teams or an independent cleaning service, or in your case, you know, someone running your marketing? What is the difference between an agency versus an independent contractor?
Yes, this is such a good question. And I do have a personal example for that. The agency, you're thinking about it, is basically more than one person. So the reason why their fees are a little bit higher is because they're now responsible for this team. So the beauty of it, or one of the pros, is what we discussed, is that you don't just get one person like you do with a contractor or a freelancer of some sort, because it's like they're just one person doing all the things, right? So if they get sick or if their book of business is booked out, then now you got to wait however long to get your stuff done. Or with an agency, it's like you come and then now it's like, okay, well, Michelle's sick, so then Mary is going to be next in line and their Jenny will do this. I would say the main difference is that it's one person versus a company of people. Yeah. I would say is the difference between the two.
Yeah. And that's exactly the way I think about it. And I mean, even something I think everyone can relate to, well, not everyone. I'm new to the whole like having a hairstylist thing in my life. But let's say I have an appointment, like you have an appointment with your hairstylist, right? And they get sick that day. 9 times out of 10, it's you got to reschedule and wait till they're back. Unless you just want to be like, all right, I'll just see whoever and is anybody available. Not the best. And I know one of the things I really had my first experience in deciding between agency or independent contractor was back when my daughter was born. And we were looking for in-home childcare because I was, you know, still working full-time corporate. And it was that decision of, if I go with like a nanny agency, their rules mean that if my nanny gets sick, they have someone on the ready to come in.
Right.
Versus do I just go, you know, find a person who hire and then I run the risk of it. And we ended up choosing the non-agency only because we found someone we fell in love with. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, there were some hiccups, like she broke her foot and right. then, you know, we had no options. And so we felt the pain of that sometimes. So when someone is looking at, and let's talk specifically about your business, because I do have a mm-hmm. lot of women that listen to this that do own businesses. Let's say you are looking to outsource something in your business. So maybe you need help with marketing. Maybe it's social media. Maybe it's Facebook ads, which is 100% in your zone of genius. What are some good first questions that people should think about when looking at agencies? What are things they should look for or things to avoid? Because let's face it, not all agencies are created equal, right? And then to the person who's never even thought of it, what are the benefits to them from a time savings perspective? Because there's a lot there.
Yes, time and money, in my opinion. So some of the questions I would be asking is, how many clients are they working with, right? Mm-hmm. because you want to know like clients versus who do I have access to, right? Who else on your team would I be communicating and what are their specific zone of geniuses, right? That is most important because just with anything that you do, you don't want to get into someone where they're overwhelmed, you know, with their book of business. You don't want them to be booked and burned out. You want them to be booked, but still prioritize you. I can't tell how many like horror stories in my mind where they come to me because they're like, oh, I was just with so-and-so and I had this launch and they totally missed it because they overlooked that. It was, and I'm thinking, what? That's like your business. You're not getting revenue and things like that. So I would definitely be looking to ask them like who else is working on. Also, what's the communication? To me, communication is everything. Yes. How are you communicating with me? Whether that be daily, weekly, that type of thing. So you're in the know with what they're working on, what stage they're at. That's big for me, for the customer to know, like feel comforting that their thing has started, what's missing. There's nothing worse than it being something for 2 weeks. And then it's like, oh, by the way, I need the login for this. It's like, wait, you haven't even logged in, you know, like that type of thing.
Yeah.
Those I would say are the two biggest questions. Then it just comes down to specifics of what you're hiring this agency to do. So you want to know like whether it be a process or like if it's someone coming into your house, it's kind of like, when are you coming? What of your referrals, like that type of thing where you feel comfortable with somebody in your home, that type of thing. I would say those are the three biggest questions that I would ask.
I love that you brought up referrals because I always feel like, I don't know why. And maybe it's a woman thing. Like we feel like we shouldn't ask, right? Mm-hmm. But even if, and I've gotten more comfortable with this, even when someone will like point me to a website where I can see the referrals, I will still go one step further. If it's a big ticket item and say, is there someone I can get on the phone with? Is there a past or current client? And I'm to the point in my business now, if the answer is like, well, no, then I'm like, that's a red flag. Mm-hmm. Like if you're doing a really good job, there should be people really happy wanting to be able to share that out there.
Yeah. That definitely. And then you ask the benefits, right?
From a time perspective, like what does this mean when we hire an agency? Because I think for some of us, there's always that concern of how much time is it going to take me up front to get them up and running? Like the reason I'm hiring them is because I'm so busy. How the heck am I supposed to get them up and running?
Mm-hmm. One of the things for me, big on time-wise, is that the company has some sort of an onboarding process. Because if you know that they have process systems, then you know there's some sort of schedule. So then that way, you know, like, here's my checkpoints. Here's this. This is going to save me time because I already know what they want or need. And it's kind of like the process of them getting it to you is before, let's say, even your first meeting, right? So you can prepare all this stuff and here you go. Now that's going to save time in the long run. Another big benefit on time is that these agencies are in the know. They are the experts at whatever you're trying to do. So if it's something that you're trying to outsource, then you're not having to learn all of this yourself to become the master at it, right? And one of the benefits, I think, to work with an agency versus an independent contractor is that most of the time the agencies have like specialists or know exactly good people to refer you to. So like in my case, let's say it's I'm building the funnel. So it's all the tech stuff. But then let's say you needed to write copy for that funnel. I have a copywriter on staff too, right? So it's not like, well, wait, where do I go to find out this copywriter, right? Yeah. So they have those resources available for you where it's almost like a one-stop shop and you don't have to be thinking of all these other things because then the overwhelm sets in. It's the time of making all these calls, budgeting it all and all that good stuff, you know?
Yeah. And I want to give everyone a little time-saving tip. Anytime you are setting out to maybe go like get on board with an agency of any type. I did this back when we were looking for a nanny for my daughter, and I do it now in my business as well. The first time you hire someone and you're given that, or like if it's a good agency, and sometimes they'll even do it pre-hiring, they will send you usually a pretty long questionnaire and it can be overwhelming. It's like, oh my God, I got to pull together all this information. Here's what you want to do. Make a copy of it because usually it's in some form system that they're sending you, right? And you'll submit your information and it's gone. Make a copy of the form and fill it out yourself in like a Google Doc or a Word doc first so that you have the copy of all the answers that you've sent them. So that like when we were doing this with the nanny, there was all these things I had to fill out, right? But then when I went to go interview at another agency and they sent me their form, guess what? 85% of it was already done. because I copy and pasted my answers. So don't just submit answers blankly into a form. Write them out on a document that you have so that for future use, that whole application or onboarding or whatever can go a lot quicker. That was a tip I wished I'd done sooner. I think it was the third time I was writing the same information out. I'm like, what the heck, man? Like, make a copy of this, Megan.
Well, and you know, that's a good point, because let's just talk about childcare or now my mother-in-law lives with me, and even like medications that they take, when they take the medications, because when you have to call the doctor or the 911 to come over here, the first thing they ask is, what is she taking? Right? Yeah. Because they don't want to push any medication. So depending on what you're in, so it's good to just, okay, what are they asking me? These are things probably like caretakers are going to need. So I'm going to need it too. So it kind of puts it in for you to save time than to be in the panic mode of something, God forbid, that you're scrambling, trying to find these things. So I love that tip that you have, because it helps you in more ways than one, right?
Yeah. And like, if you're a business owner and you're hiring anybody, agency or contractor, yes, there's usually going to be the, you know, what's your branding? What's your images? What's
exactly
your, like, get all that in one place that then you can even just, maybe even you put it in a Google folder that you are happy to share with the world, because there's nothing proprietary in there.
Right.
You just say, here's my Google folder. It has all the stuff that you need in there. So just keep note of that when you're first time you're working with, whether interviewing or hiring an agency, to have that stuff in there.
Yes.
Now, one more question on the, as I'm thinking through it, and I've worked with both and I continue to work with both. There are times in my life, and I do have people on my team that are independent contractors. I have also worked with agencies, and I think there is real beauty in both. I am not going to say always do one versus always do the other. I kind of want to share my thoughts on when you might lean towards an agency versus a contractor. And then I'd love for you to share your thoughts on that as well.
Okay.
I have been burned in business with contractor, no longer on my team, who, even though the contract said, you know, hey, we need to give each other X number of weeks before whatever, I got kind of, hey, I'm out. And this was in a critical role for my business. It was the first time I was kind of trying to get a big chunk of like social media stuff off my plate. And because it was this, I mean, could I have gone and fought things and all that to say, no, you owe me another X number of days? Yes. But at that point, is that someone I really want in my business who's already like on the way out? So I think for me, when I think about outsourcing a chunk to a contractor versus an agency, is really, is this a critical line of business that if it were ripped out from under me and I was suddenly left without that person, what kind of impact are we talking about here? Right? You know, I mean, one example could be, let's say you've hired a bookkeeper. Now, I do my own books, but most people don't. Like, imagine if suddenly one morning you woke up and you just had a friend, a good buddy doing your books, and they're like, yeah, I'm out. And all of a sudden you're left high and dry, not knowing how to run your books, not knowing how to pay people, any of that. Like, that to me would be an ultra scary situation that maybe hiring a CPA firm or a bookkeeping firm would probably be a safer bet and worth the security of having that extra dollars. So curious for you on your thoughts on where it's probably safe for an agency versus contractor.
I totally agree with you. And even to add on that, I feel a little bit more in the independent contractor world that when you have them in, I think that part of your process should be working with them is for them to set up the systems in your business. So if they walk away, you know the step-by-step that they are doing in your business to get these results or to get whatever. That's my opinion. Agency is a little different because they usually have their own systems and it's like done for you, right? However, you can still ask them for, okay, what are these steps? So you know, number one, and then you're right. If it's somebody else, now the agency can always close, right? So any business can close tomorrow.
I mean, any business can. That's
exactly.
That's right. Yeah.
However, you can bet that that agency owner is going to put someone else, and they have all your stuff ready when someone else can pick up and move forward from there. So that's also the beauty of that.
I really love that tip on anybody coming into your life, even because I know we both know Daniela, she's amazing. And she even has documented systems for their au pair and their housekeeper. So that if something happened and someone knew her to come in, she can just send them over. Hey, here is what this process is. So I think that that's a really important tip. Because I mean, I think about, you know, the amazing team I have, I'd feel heartbroken, heartbroken to lose any of them because they're such great people, but we do have everything documented on the back end. Is there onboarding? Is there all of that? And would it ever be the same? Of course not. But at least it's not like someone has walked away and you're left going, I don't even know how they did that. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. And you're talking about your team. So how great would it be that you're like, oh, we were going to hire someone else. And now this person is moving up. Now they don't have to recreate everything. They can train off of those as well. And then it kind of gives them the thing of, hey, watch this, check in with me. So I just think having systems and processes in place is just beautiful all the way around. And some people are like, really? I need to have it at home for yes. Yes, you do.
And you know that we could talk about that for about 10 hours. Michelle, thank you for having such an honest conversation about this. I want people listening to know when they're looking to outsource, just because someone said, oh, don't ever hire a contractor, or just because someone said, oh, don't ever hire an agency, don't let anyone ever just completely throw an entire category of support and help out. Mm-hmm. Like, be open to learning what are the pros and cons of each, and recognize when you are at a stage of outsourcing anything in your life, personal or work, to help you free up time, because let's face it, that's why we outsource, right? Mm-hmm. Or it's just stuff we don't like to do. But again, ultimately, it frees up time. Recognize that there's a lot of good options, and to be open to exploring both, whether it's a friend, a contractor, an agency, because there's a ton of value in all of them out there. And if anyone listening has a business and is looking for help on the marketing side, how can they get in touch with you? Because you guys, I will tell you, Michelle's brain, like, holy cow. I am constantly astounded at all that you know, and just your quest for always being on top of the latest and greatest. It's really impressive.
Thank you. Thank you. You can always just send me a DM at the Michelle Fernandez on Instagram. And I just wanted to add one more thing, that no matter who, whether it be someone like an employee or independent contractor agency, I think what you really need to go with your gut is to see if this person really cares about your business just as much as you do. Mm-hmm. It's not like another job, another client to add to their roster. It's like really they are just as invested in growing your business with you than they are their own, right? Or just as you are. You have to feel that and know that, that you're not just another number.
And you'll know it. You can tell. Like, you will know for sure. Mm-hmm. So important. I love that. Thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate everything that you do.
Yay. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. If you want one-tap access to all of my training and current top podcasts, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Pink Bee app. It's one word, the Pink Bee. It is jam-packed with simple yet powerful tips and strategies to get you out of overwhelm and into harmony. And if you have a question you want me to cover on a future episode, go to iTunes and ask your question in the podcast review section. And while you're there, don't forget to leave a 5-star review.